The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello again, and welcome everyone. I'm Nikki. I'm delighted to see you. I had been traveling this past month, as some of you know, and I just got back on Monday evening, and I'm still quite jet lagged. So, and it's nice to be with you. It's always sweet to practice together in community. Happy hour is very near and dear to my heart. I missed you. So, the theme for tonight, I will reveal it in the guided meditation, and I'll say a little about it afterwards instead of saying something about it ahead of time. So without further ado, let's practice together. Let's sit. So let's arrive. Let's arrive in these bodies. First and foremost, always arriving in the body. See if you need to shift and move in order to find the center of gravity or sit bones. And allowing yourself to feel your feet on the earth, the sensations of the feet, pressure, hardness, softness, and softening and relaxing the feet. Invitation to feel the sit bones on the chair, on the cushion. Again, the raw sensations of hardness, softness, pressure, heaviness, lightness, heat. And relax. Relax the sit bones, your bottom, giving the entirety of the weight of the upper body to the cushion, to the chair, as if offering our presence to the earth. Here I am, releasing. And releasing the weight of the legs onto the earth via the feet. Allowing ourselves to feel our hands, sensations. And then wherever sensations call you, maybe neck, shoulders, feeling the sensations, releasing. Face. Softening the face, maybe the chest, abdomen. Wherever sensations are prominent, allow yourself to turn the inner gaze of awareness to these sensations, receiving them. Allowing the breath to move however it wants to move. And receiving the sensations of the breath, allowing the awareness to receive. Relaxing and receiving the sensations of the breath in the body as an act of kindness to ourselves. And allowing this to be enough, more than enough, this receiving of the sensations with our awareness. Whatever this awareness is, this consciousness is, which we don't quite understand. No one really does. Scientists, philosophers. And yet here it is. We're experiencing it right here. The magic of awareness. Knowing this breath, the sensations of this breath. Spending another minute or two with the breath, with the body, just resting, tilling the soil of awareness, getting ready. Calming, settling. Now, I would like to invite you on a journey. Imagine just as you're sitting on a chair on the cushion, Hopefully your body soft, relaxed. Receiving the breath, this breath. Imagine you're relaxed sitting or lying down on a magic carpet. And this magic carpet is a metaphorical magic carpet you're lying on. And you're traveling through the world, through your life, and witnessing, receiving the world, your life, the moments of your life, this moment, with a sense of awe, the way you would have awe for a magic carpet, if you had one. This magic carpet, magical experience of being alive. Experiencing reality in this way, however it's showing up. Whether there are challenges present right now, or goodness, or beauty, it's always magical. It's pretty amazing, all of it. The fact that anything exists at all. And I am here to experience it. Whatever it is, stepping out of the story, same way you would step onto a magic carpet and watching the world, reality, your life from a distance. The distance of the magic carpet floating over. This is not a thinking practice, it's just a somatic feeling. This moment, this life, with a newness, with a fresh perspective. Imagine you're on the magic carpet, because we are on a magic carpet. Call life magical. Knowing that this ride on the magic carpet doesn't last that long. It's all magical. Beautiful, difficult, amazing, and then it's over. Like a blink of an eye. So enjoy the magic carpet ride, however it is, in this moment. Even if the carpet is riding, is floating through some valleys of difficulty, or maybe the mountains of joy doesn't matter. It always goes through valleys and mountains and jungles. And this is the nature of the magic carpet ride. The relaxing, stretching out metaphorically on this carpet, receiving the breath, receiving this moment, and simply being here. Simply here. More magical than any magic carpet ride, right here. And for the last few minutes of this practice period, I want to invite this reflection that for all of us, this life, this magic carpet ride called our life, being alive in this shape and form, with the magic of awareness, consciousness, this ride is short, it's impermanent, and it will come to an end, of course, for all of us humans. No doubt. And every moment of this ride is bringing us closer to the end of the ride. It's just the nature of the magic carpet ride. So knowing this, knowing that every moment of this ride is bringing us closer to the end of it, knowing this, being aware of the finitude, let us stretch out, really inhabit this moment of the ride, because that's the only way. Not to miss the whole magic carpet ride, not to miss it. It's to be awake, aware, present for this moment of being on this carpet. Right here, right now, stretching out. Appreciating how incredibly magical it is. That it is magic. It is a magic show, really. This whole life. We take it all so personally. May we all wake up in each and every moment to the magic of this magic carpet ride that we have the privilege to participate in, regardless of the circumstances. May all beings be well. May all beings be free and awake, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Thank you. Sweet to practice together. So I'll say a few words about the practice tonight. The metaphor I was referring to over and over was the magic carpet ride. This being aware, this being conscious, this being alive, it is a magic carpet ride. It's pretty wild. being alive, being human, having awareness, consciousness, whatever this thing is. So using this metaphor, imagining ourselves being in this carpet that flies, like this magical thing, right? Yeah, well, that's magical. And so is this. I mean, this is pretty incredible, this being human, being alive, having awareness, consciousness, being able to think and feel and sense and talk and have thoughts. Like, this is wild that anything exists at all. And that we exist in the way we exist, with our histories and thoughts and worries and concerns and wishes and pain and sorrow and joys. Like, wow, the whole catastrophe of being human in these bodies and all of this. So to really see, in a way, we're using this metaphor, the magic carpet ride, to wake up just even for a millisecond to the magic of this moment being alive, and as a way to step out of ourselves, to step out of the drama of our lives, the stories that we're caught in, like, I'm not getting what I want, I'm getting what I want. Like, wow, just this is all magic. And it helps us loosen all of our preoccupations, even for a moment. If we can loosen it even just for a split second, then it's easier to step back into it. And see it with a fresh perspective. Still played a role. Yeah, play our part, right? We all have a part to play. It's like a play. It's like a theater. We each have a role to play. You know, we can put the role back on. But loosening it up for a moment, it helps us, again, not to be so caught up in it, in our fear, in our anxiety, in our worries. Just more freedom, a little more freedom. And the invitation I had for you towards the end of the practice was to acknowledge and realize that in this magic carpet ride, which is our life, you know, it's impermanent, it's short, and we're all, as we're riding in our magic carpets, we're getting closer to the end. Every moment of the ride is getting every single one of us closer to the end of the ride, right? Each breath is getting me closer to my last breath. Every moment of this magic carpet ride gets me closer to the end. And we could go, ah, yeah, that's one response. Not very helpful, but it's okay. This is the truth, of course. And yet, the way to really appreciate, to wake up, not to be asleep, not to be sleepwalking, and really appreciate that the only way is not to look at the past or the future or worry, but to inhabit this moment of being fully, to be fully alive, and to fully inhabit this moment of being me with this consciousness awareness as I relate, as I'm in relationship to others, relationship to myself, relationship to this body, relationship to others, really primary being this relationality, to wake up to relationality of our being. As prominent, not the thingness being prominent, but relationality being prominent as we are on this magic carpet ride. So a few invitations for us to consider. So with that, I want to invite us now with this relationality idea, especially to explore some minutes of relationality with one another, with fellow practitioners in small groups. And we might say something, we may not say anything, or you can just be silent in the small groups, but feel the relationality. Even if it feels awkward to be silent, oh, relationality of awkwardness in this moment, as we're all of us in this small breakout group are riding our magic carpet rides through our individual lives. And you could be riding their magic carpet. They could be on your magic carpet. It's kind of random which magic carpet we're born onto, which circumstances and genetics and color and race and gender and all of that. So pretty wild to be human, fellow humans. So with that, The invitation I have for the small groups is you can say a few words if you want about this practice, what it was like or not, just being, feel the relationality. And instead of me, what am I going to say? How are they going to judge me? Like, forget about all that. Oh, I'm in relation. I'm in relationship to myself, to this body, to others. Just tune into that, not content. So my invitation is not so much to tune into content tonight, but to the relationality. And there may be no words, and that's perfectly fine. Is that clear enough? The invitation is to tune into relationality and be curious, even if it makes no sense. What does she mean to tune into relationality? I don't know. Discover for yourself and come back and tell me what it was like when you tuned into it. We're all scientists of our own lives, so let's check this out. Come back and report what you discover, or come back with questions. All right, let's explore this together. Let's have fun together. So I'm going to create the rooms. And again, you may say words, you may not say anything. It's perfectly fine, but be curious. What does it mean to be in relations? And maybe I'll just say one more word before I send you off for those who are philosophically inclined. I was going to save this for later, but there's a philosophy of Whitehead, which is that entities are not primary. It's really the relationality between things and people and objects and everything that is the constituents of life. Let me just put it as that. Okay, maybe more will follow. All right, so I'm opening the rooms. Be kind, be curious. All right, here we go.